And now to the border and the latest on the Biden administration's attempts to curb the flow of migrants attempting to make the U.S. their home. The president visited the U.S.-Mexico border yesterday in El Paso on the heels of an announcement last week that instead of ending the controversial measure known as Title 42, he will expand it for the time being. The Trump-era public health rule has allowed U.S. border officials to expel thousands of migrants at the border without letting them apply for asylum. The U.S. Supreme Court put the repeal of Title 42 on hold pending arguments recently. Now, under the new plan, the U.S. government will be able to immediately expel migrants from Cuba, Haiti, and Nicaragua. It establishes a parole program for migrants from those countries that will mean some of them can get into the country legally. But our next guest says the new plan isn't fooling anyone. Elvia Diaz is the editorial page editor of the Arizona Republic and joins us on Mondays. Good morning, Elvia.
Good morning.
All right. So you say this new plan doesn't really appease anyone on either side of this issue. Why?
Well, to begin with, he is expanding Title 42 instead of ending it, as he intended to do a year ago. And let's not forget that Title 42 is an emergency health order that was implemented or activated, I should say, under President Donald Trump, specifically to deal with the COVID pandemic. So everyone would agree that the COVID pandemic is over in terms of border security, right? So the president essentially is using Title 42, just as Trump did, as border security. The Supreme Court essentially decided to stay Title 42, meaning I told the president, you can't end it. We have to make the arguments. We actually have to deal with the merits of ending Title 42. But it didn't say you have to expand it. The president decided to expand it. He's going to be deporting those migrants to Mexico, not to their home country. And at the same time, he's saying he's going to allow an equal number of them, 30,000 per month, from those countries. So that's good, but they have to apply from those countries. So the 30,000 that he's going to be deporting to Mexico, you know, that they're going to be up in limbo. And when I say he's not fooling anyone, those people that are going to be deported to Mexico, they're not going to stay put. You know, and I doubt very much that they're going to go back to Cuba and Haiti or Nicaragua, and to apply asylum from there. I mean, it's just silly to think that they're actually going to do that.
And there's a lot of criticism of this plan that it favors, you know, these 30,000 migrants a month who will be put into this parole program and have to sort of apply for it, right? Like that it means that certain people who are literate, who are able to access these kinds of forms, et cetera, are the ones who will get through.
Well, yes, and that's exactly what the migrant advocates are saying. Essentially, you have to be rich. You have to apply for a visa. It sounds right now, if you apply for a visa to come to the United States, you have to be able to prove that you are financially okay, that you're going to be able to return to your country, and obviously that you can pay your ticket and you can pay all your expenses when you visit the United States. It seems to me that that's exactly what he's doing under this Title 42, because he's going to be requiring those 30,000 people first to apply from their country, meaning they would have to have access to an embassy. They would have to have access to other technology that requires that. They will be required to have a U.S. sponsor who can support them financially if they can't. Obviously, they have to have a passport. So, yes, of course, he's selecting the people who already have access. I mean, that's welcome. I mean, I haven't heard any immigrant advocate saying, oh, he should not allow any of those people to apply. What they're saying is that allowing a selected few who are financially capable of doing it or have a U.S. sponsor at the expense of everyone else, meaning the president is essentially shutting down the border for everyone else to apply asylum. And that's what they are criticizing, meaning he's not going to allow those people to show up at the border and apply.
On the other side of this, Elvia, I mean, there is sort of a sense that the Biden administration, that the president has to do something, right? Like the numbers of asylum seekers, people encountering Border Patrol at the border have just skyrocketed. There are so many people attempting to get into the country and claiming asylum in the process that some sort of system has to be built to deal with it, because the one that's in place now is really not set up to it. There are legitimate fears, I think, from border communities that ending Title 42 will overwhelm the system that exists now. Is this a happy medium in that sense?
No, it's not. I mean, it's not a happy medium for anyone because you are correct. There's a concern, and I have said it in all the columns that I have written and also editorials, the United States has a right to protect its border and responsibility. It should. I agree with the migrant advocates, or some of them anyway, you know, that argue that asylum seekers have the right to do that, apply for asylum. It doesn't mean that they should get it automatically. I mean, clearly some people do say everyone who applies for asylum should be allowed. I do not agree. My point is that people have the right to ask for asylum. It's up to the United States to accept that application or not. The problem with using Title 42, again, is an emergency health order. Mm-hmm. So yes, something has to be done. To the numbers, it is correct that way too many are coming to the border and that it seems chaotic. Well, it doesn't seem. It is chaotic. 2.4 million through the end of fiscal year 2020, which ended in September.
Yeah.
Encounters at the border. So yes, the administration has to do something. You know, and the criticism from Republicans that the president and Vice President Kamala Harris have not visited the border, I think is valid. I mean, this is the first time that the president has gone to the border since he took office. Well, hopefully with this visit, he'll understand that resources are needed. And then there are many other issues, Lauren, that people try to just dump on the human migration from the border, right? We're talking about, and you have heard it so many times, people are really concerned about fentanyl mm-hmm. and the drug addiction here in the United States. And so the political rhetoric is that all these people applying for asylum are coming to the border, bringing crime and bringing fentanyl. But most of the fentanyl, we already know, comes through the ports of entry, not people. So we're facing a human catastrophe here, and then we're facing a drug problem that is smuggled mostly through ports of entry.
All right. That is Elvia Diaz, the editorial page editor of the Arizona Republic, joining us as she does on Monday mornings. Elvia, thank you so much for coming on and your take on this. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much.